we're starting our class in the Chafetz Chaim. We had seen last time that the Chafetz Chaim stated that when one speaks Lashon Hara in a Beis Medrash, in a shul, so then one has transgressed the commandment to have awe of Hashem in a shul. We have a special commandment, Umikdashiti Ra'u. The Torah says, have awe of my temple. And that commandment applies to places of learning and Jewish places of worship as well. So that's the halacha we discussed last time. And now we're continuing. We're in the middle of that paragraph. The Chafetz Chaim says on the top of page Mem Dalet, V'afilu alomdei Torah bikviyut bevet ha-midrash. And even those who learn Torah consistently in the Beis Medrash. That's what all of you guys are right now. Right? You're steady learners in the Beis Medrash. Shu'utar lehem le'chol ve'lishtot bevet ha-midrash. That the halacha says, when the Beis Medrash is your home, when you spend many, many waking hours in the Beit Midrash, so then there's a special leniency that people who are consistent in the Beit Midrash are given this leniency. It's permissible for them to eat or drink in the Beit Midrash. As is stated in the Codex in Or HaChaim, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, even though they have that leniency that they're permitted to eat and drink in the Beis Medrash, im yunich shalim bisus chok v'itulo lashon hara uchilut levet ha-midrash, nonetheless, if they stumble and they transgress and they are lightheaded, they joke, or they say slander lashon hara or rechilut in the Beit Midrash, they can't say, I feel at home, so I'm talking lashon hara. It doesn't work that way. So then they're also in transgression of that commandment to have awe of Hashem, a special awe, when we're in His home, when we're in His temple, when we're in His synagogue, His shul. Aside from the intrinsic prohibition of saying Lashon Hara. And as the Magen Avram, that's one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, writes, De'atu atalmidei chachamim enam muzarin al mora mikdash, would one think to say that just because one is learning in the Beis Medrash, he doesn't have this commandment? Obviously you have that commandment. We're given a certain leniency that we're permitted to eat and drink there, but we still have to have awe of the place. And the only reason it was permitted for them to eat and drink is because we say they're learning there all day. If every time you want to take a drink, you're going to have to exit to leave the Beis Medrash, so you'll end up losing so much learning time, it's not worth it. That's why it was permitted to eat and drink in the Beis Medrash. But that doesn't mean that we have less of an obligation to have awe of the place. And if you want to know what we write about idle chatter in a Beis Medrash, something that's not mockery, it's just idle chatter, so that you could look up, we discuss it later on, says the Chafetz Chaim.